it has been a very long time coming for this region to be deemed a designated community under the federal program. You know, it used to be called the Homelessness Partnering Strategy, and then it was rebranded to Reaching Home. And I would say over the last 20-some years, our communities have been wanting and asking to be deemed to be a designated community in order to actually receive funding to address homelessness. And historically, what prevented us from being deemed a community or designated community is that the requirements on the program is that you have to have a population of 30,000 or more. And we know that, you know, the largest community in the district of Kenora is the city of Kenora, which you know, has a population of around 16,000. And so just technically, it excluded our region from even being considered in the running. And so when the program was rebranded last year and the government looked at expanding the number of designated communities that it has in Canada, we jumped on it right away. And what was different this time is that we didn't submit as a community, we submitted as a region. So, and this included getting support from our municipalities and also getting support from our Indigenous partners and First Nation communities. And that is what was really neat about this time around, is that when we applied as a region, we had resolutions from chiefs and councils, from mayor and councils, and it did it. So we ended up being shortlisted. So we ended up being one of 16 communities that were made the shortlist and were asked to submit a full detailed proposal. And a decision was to have been made in the winter. And then so we sat until just recently, when we had the pleasure of receiving the good news that the District of Kenora is finally deemed to be a designated community under the Reaching Home program. What that means for the region is that the federal government is finally a formal partner with our communities when it comes to ending homelessness. And so through that, it's what we had hoped for a long time, and rightly so, they should be a partner. They've been missing for a very long time, and we definitely need their help. And so as part of this moving forward, so what is required, and you know, things have already been in the works to get us there. One is the memorandum of understanding that KDSB signed with Anishinaabe Nation almost a year ago. So May 8, 2019, we signed an MOU that made a commitment that as a collective, we needed to establish a forum or framework in which we could actually work together on, that, you know, work in a collaborative way to design and promote any strategies that equip our communities to have the tools needed to end homelessness. And also having a framework, you know, which we would look at options to create and improve existing infrastructure. We know that if you want to end homelessness, people need to have homes. We need housing as that solution. Without housing, we're not going to make a difference. But as part of that, too, is that we need to have a support system. And so we need to approach from a housing-first model. So that's, you know, in part through the MOU. It kind of laid the foundation for that. And also work that is being done with Kenora Chiefs Advisory and with Grand Council Treaty 3 and, you know, the regional meetings that that our community leaders have been having with Grand Council Treaty 3 and its leadership. You know, all these things are pointing to what is going to be different now and moving forward is that our communities will be in the driver's seat in terms of setting the strategy and the plan moving forward. And so under the Reaching Home program, we are going to be required to have a regional table that is going to drive the plan to end homelessness. And so those are details that we are now working on and looking to get direction from our board and municipal leaders and First Nation leaders on what exactly that looks like. But this is all really good news and is supporting the hard work that's already been put into put in place the last number of years.
And with that comes $1.3 million. I guess, Henry, is there any strings attached to that, or can you kind of use that as part of your plan?
It's part of the plan. And the thing, it's over 4 years. So to put it into context, it works out to be, you know, about $370,000 or so per year. So it's not significant when you consider the extent and the magnitude of the rate of homelessness in our region, but it's a start. And you know, this more symbolically is letting our communities know that we have a federal government that has finally come to the table as a meaningful partner. So that is I would say by far the best news in all of this is that our municipalities are not in this alone, and that help is coming. And now we need to have a framework that allows for all the partners to work together. And I think it's important to put this into context. So we've been talking about homelessness for quite some time now, and it is a really important and pressing issue for KDSB and our municipalities. And the reason that is, I'm going to use this example. When we did our homelessness enumeration study in 2018, we found that across, in the nine municipalities, we had close to 400 people that were homeless at that time, meaning that at any given time, we have close to 400 people that are on the streets. And so, the nine municipalities have a population of under 40,000, as an example. I think I don't know the exact number, but it's in the ballpark. And that's what makes this different. And we certainly appreciate that every community has some level of homelessness, but nowhere is it to this extent. A population of less than 40,000 people is asked to address a challenge that is far greater than, say, a region in the south that has a population of close to 600,000 people. And so in all of this is that it is now in a meaningful way to bring leadership from across the region together and to look and think and acknowledge that let's put jurisdiction aside, that we can finally embark on ending homelessness on a plan and a strategy that isn't held back by, is it in a First Nation community or is it in a municipality? That we look at where individuals best supported, and that's where we should be focusing our energy and efforts onto. It is really good news, and it's it's hard to talk about this, especially in a pandemic, but definitely we owe such a large thanks to all of our community partners who've made this happen, to our municipalities and to our First Nation communities. This couldn't have happened without their support, and because we were willing to approach this as a collective rather than as an individual organization, I think that was the difference as to why we were successful this time around and not the last 20 years.